This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
You have to create that kind of atmosphere and then just take people with you in that world. And it really is a magical, mesmerizing world with wonderful harmonies. It's quite unique. There's a lot of things, when you hear them, you know immediately it's Satie. I mean, he really had his own style.
Jean-Yves Thibaudet should know. He's recorded the complete solo piano music of this eccentric 20th century French composer. It's contained in a 5-CD box set that was recently reissued to celebrate the composer's 150th birth anniversary.
Besides the Gymnopédie, the Gnossienne, which are beautiful, hypnotizing kind of melodies, he wrote so many other things, and they were all different period in his life. And I think this box is really well, very well documented and well prepared, and it's all in sections, and it's all different periods in his life. And it's fascinating to see through what he went and also where he came from.
Thibaudet's teacher and mentor, Aldo Ciccolini, was one of the first pianists to revive the music of Erik Satie.
Everybody tells me, of course, you were a student of Ciccolini, so you must have discovered and learned Satie with him. Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't play one note of Satie to Aldo. And when I started doing this project, I immediately called him up and I said, Aldo, I'd love to meet with you and I'd like to discuss and I'd like to play some of this Satie for you. And he actually told me exactly, he said, you know, you should really find your own ideas about this music. And it was interesting because a lot of it is very different than what it has. The only thing that are written very often in Satie's music is actually not notes, it's actually sentences, phrases that are so funny. I remember in one piece he said, play this passage, he said, like a monkey who is scratching himself with a potato or something like that. I mean, what really is that supposed to mean? And it's full of the things. I mean, he makes the most awkward comments that have nothing to do with music. But once in a while, you make sense out of him and you just create your own little story and somehow it works. You know, it's quite magical.
Erik Satie was a dandy, always perfectly dressed with a bow tie, jacket, and buttoned vest. In the end, he lived in a small room with an upright piano in a poor suburb in Paris.
I mean, it really is a very sad story. And then at the same time, he wrote all this music, some of it that is so joyful, so happy, so dense, full of rhythms, and some of it that is very introspective, like when you think of all those Gnossienne and all those Gymnopédie, and actually quite a lot of his work, where he really, I think, is hypnotizing. He really finds a way to completely grab your attention.
You mentioned some of his later works, and I was reading something that he said about his nocturnes. He said it was another expression of himself, and I have reached a turning point in my state of mind, and I'm not enjoying myself. It sounds like you were kind of just describing perhaps that era of his life.
Yeah, I think he went through some really rough times, but what a talent. And he was also able, he wrote all this music for the movies, you know, the silent movies. So they were actually pianists or orchestras that would be in the movie theater and that were improvising as the movie was being shown in the theater, which is amazing. And he was doing that to make money. Sometime he was playing in the movie theater. Also, he was playing the pianos to the movies.
It took several years to record all of Satie's solo piano music, and Jean-Yves Thibaudet says it was an incredible journey.
All his life was this, just to explore, see what he could do, and I really think we have to admire that.
Erik Satie getting his time in the limelight thanks to Jean-Yves Thibaudet. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.